Yes, I'm sure.
I mentioned Billy because she is so gracious.
Thank you.
It's just that the past, the state, no, the mayor. She is relaxing on the shores of Hawaii.
Oh, man.
She feels better soon.
So our next meeting is in Hawaii, right?
That would be nice.
Gosh. So, we will now come to order. We do have a quorum. And we have currently Kim McNabb is not here.
Sure.
You are right there. Wow, okay. And we have a couple of housekeeping details. We want to recognize Mr. Ray Clayton, who is now a full-fledged member of the group, an alternate.
Yes. All right.
So, in addition to his verbosity, experience his signal of yea or nay. Any vote coming up, yes. We also note that Curry Mile has resigned, and good reason, she is in her RV with her family, traveling the states. I received a picture and an email, two pictures from her and email. One of them was in New York City with three girls. And then the next one was in Shenandoah. So they're moving up to Maine next, but they're going to be back in January. So she felt as though it were appropriate for her to reluctantly resign on that. The next meeting we have will be in August 15th. And Jeremy, I feel certain we will need to have that meeting at this time.
Maybe.
But anyway, we have a calendar for August 15th.
You should.
Yeah.
Plan on it.
Yeah. We will need an update on things that happened this summer anyway.
Yeah.
August 15th, and then the next meeting after that is September the 12th. I mentioned that because that has not been formalized yet, but it will be. Also, please note that in September, that begins our third year. In the last 2 years, will have passed already. Quickly, yes. And we mentioned that Dina is out, and Greg Grissom is here. I mentioned that on my notes here because I had not heard from him. He did not respond.
I did reply.
Oh, okay, that's good. All right.
And did we get a formal resignation from John as well?
Oh, thank you. Yes, we did. We certainly did. From John Havenstride, who moved on to the board. Where I'm sure he will appreciate receiving any recommendations from us, yes, and have appropriate comments to the board about those recommendations. So, all right. Then we look at the minutes of the meeting last time, which you should have a copy of. And you can have an opportunity to review those. They were sent out yesterday actually to you. And I looked at them and reviewed them, and I saw there really no glaring error in them at all. But I would appreciate a motion to approve the meetings.
I make a motion to approve.
Tom Shea made a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
Second. I'll second the motion.
Kim seconded. Any further discussion? Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Man, it's approved. With that, we have the open forum, and I see no publics here. And Tom very nicely reminded me that how could they be here since there was no notice where the meeting was to be held. That's one way to keep them out of here.
On the front door since Thursday and on the website since Thursday.
Okay, thank you, Cindy.
Tried to be sneaky.
We can post a picture. It's clearly not a closed door meeting.
Okay, so there is no one here to be at the open forum. I'm going to speak. So therefore, we have one of the highlights of the meeting tonight is the facility tour. We would first like to have a quick overview of this place.
Yeah.
And what happens here.
So I can give you an overview. This is a complex, as you saw driving into it, and it's not the easiest place to find. And so that we found throughout this process. We've been here about 3 weeks. It's been a whirlwind of activity here, being the end of school and moving into a new building and then starting projects. So you will see some boxes. We're still in boxes to some degree. Still doing punch list items with the contractor, et cetera. You saw our beautiful dirt. That's not final. We're not going to have dirt out there. We're going to hydro mulch that and irrigate it and have a grass product of some sort. But again, here within the operations center, we have technology, which is, it's interesting. Top floor, we'll call this the main floor. IT is on the right. Maintenance, operations, safety is on the left. Downstairs, right below us, below y'all two, is the server room. And also where the IT does all their technician work. And then maintenance and operations is on the bottom floor on the other side. So it's kind of, you know, catty corner flipped. And you saw the nice drawbridges that we have across here. That's some of the things I tried to point out through this process and how intricate the site work was on this site. This used to just be a big grass hill with a warehouse in the middle of it behind us. And so there's a lot of site work, solid retaining walls coming in. So we also have our warehouse right behind us that we added onto. We painted the whole thing green, but you can see where we added onto it for condition space, for records retention, et cetera. And then below that is our kind of our grounds area where they're going to house all their equipment, trucks, and implements and things like that. So operations, this is truly an operations center and operations complex. And again, it's working out great. In my experience in the past, usually maintenance operations IT are not housed in the same location. This is great. You know, it's worked out great, especially for summer planning. But I think we're going to benefit, all going to benefit from that. The rest is on the tour. So
can you kind of give us an idea of where were y'all before?
Yeah, that's great.
Just so we kind of...
Good point, right? Again, there's not many opportunities that operations and school districts have to build new facilities, and so this is one of those facilities I think will support us well. But prior to, maintenance and operations was housed right next to transportation, and robotics is housed there now. So just north of the practice football fields, it is a very small facility, very tight, not much room to work, park where you can, kind of operation. And then with IT for the last several months has been in the network operations center inside the high school, in what I would call a cave.
It's a cave.
It's right behind the Shaps Court.
So it's tucked in there between the Shaps Court
the windows,
and the physical plant.
It's right beside the physical plant. And then our technicians were housed in portables right beside Central Admin in front of the WAC. So there's two portables that you guys see. That's where we were actually housed for our technicians. So that was a challenge within itself that we were separated. And being together now is going to actually help our efficiencies so much, just alone.
Yeah, just community-wise, one of the hits we took in the bond was, oh gosh, you know, they're building castles for administration. You know, unfairly characteristic, but you know, we have to kind of just realize that, you know, a lot of the bond money was not directly student focused. So, you know, if we can kind of understand where y'all came from and what that frees up, or what, you know, what that allows, and just kind of understand that there are some in the community that view it from that lens, you know. So, you know, just while.
If you tell the story as maintenance and operations leaves their facility, robotics gets that space, right? Outside the high school, they needed a larger space. They received that space. With the network operations center over there in the high school, now all of a sudden that's going to be some type of use for curriculum, and whether it's, you know, it's culinary, it's, you know, F1, it's wrestling, whatever it is, it's good. There's going to be a use for students there. So that's another opportunity. That both of these, we brought them to this operations center, but freed up space for,
right,
for
so students. Robotics is there now. Yeah. The other space is TBD. Mm-hmm. How many square feet is that? Do we know
that
roughly?
Is
how big is the cage?
It's about
square feet?
No, it's probably 3,000 square feet.
1,000, I mean, yeah.
When you take the shell, there's a lot of offices that's chopped up. So when we get the large shell, it's about 3,000 square feet. So it's a good space.
Do you know what the time frame is on repurposing that? Or
yeah, right now, I'll tell you right now, the conversations are around the culinary type program.
Right.
And so we've done some space analysis and kind of looked at layouts and things like that that would serve the Westlake the best. But with anything like that, that'd be a new program, so the curriculum has to be written.
Right.
Similar to like, the incubator, things like that. So it would probably be, the soonest would be spring, but it's probably going to be next fall.
So that's like with the leadership team, Steve's teams or what?
Yeah, that's where it would kind of go from me. I wanted to do a feasibility analysis. Can we put a program like culinary in that space? Because it's tight for culinary. But that's where we go from there, review it with Dr. Leonard, and then from there they'll recommend it to the CIA group, and they'll start working on some type of curriculum.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
We'll talk about this
a little bit.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool with what this is designed for.
Yeah, this space you're sitting in right now is not only a training room, which this district needs more training rooms. We really, really do. We renovated a mail room in the central admin just to get another conference room. And so it's more space that we need. So this is district-wide, can utilize these two training rooms, whether it's two separate rooms or one large room here, and can integrate all the technology. But this is also designated as the emergency operation command for the school district if need be. So we have a generator that for backup power. This entire room is run by that generator. And we can actually come into this area here and run centrally if we had an emergency or something that deemed this to be used. So that's a unique type room that we have in the district. Not all districts have that. This is an opportunity for that. So.
Jeremy, is it this room or this building?
So the room, and then we have different circuits throughout the building that are on emergency power, throughout, but it's not everything, right? We have limited lighting. Not all offices have emergency power, but some of them have one outlet designated for emergency power, so backup power, so if we needed to use CPUs.
Are those outlets identified?
Yes, they actually are labeled on the outlets. E for emergency power.
Right. Okay. All right. Do you have time now to take a walk around?
Yeah, we do. And housekeeping, restrooms right across the hall.
Yes.
Do the automatic lights work?
Just kidding. Yeah. So one thing you'll notice in some of these rooms, restrooms are beyond that, but the new energy code, energy conservation code, you used to walk into rooms and the lights would come on. You no longer can do that. You have, instead of occupancy sensors, you have vacancy sensors. So in offices, we can have them come on, but they can only come on to 50%. Okay, so you come on and it's kind of dim in there. In the morning, it's great when it's dark outside. So they can only come on 50%, and you have to hit that up button like 8 times just to get it to 100%. So that's one challenge in this building, is it meets that new energy conservation code. So there's weird things like that happen. Hallways can come on automatically, restrooms can come on automatically, but offices can't come on 100%. It's something that we're all used to now, not having to flip a light switch. And now you kind of have to get used to pushing a button instead. So it's unique. It takes some getting used to, even me. I know energy yeah. Great, but it's a training piece. So we can start anywhere if we want to start at the entry and kind of work our way clockwise. We'll go through that. We'll go clockwise and then we'll go down the stairs.
Downstairs. Right.
And we can all probably walk hand in hand down the stairway. That's how I learn.
Necessary.
Not usually.
Off the zombies. This is where we're coming, and then proving a point, right?
No, that's just audio recording.
Yes.
But below is an Apple TV.
Oh, I think so.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's Henry doing all the classrooms.
So if this was our process,
we could have,
users or
yeah, absolutely. And you'll see in the data center we've got a lot of that.